Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for Monday, January 25th, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Gracious Lord, we come before you, asking that you give us your divine wisdom, not just this court, but every elected official in Jefferson County. Lead us and guide us in the right direction. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away in the war and military. Lord, we ask that you keep us solid, strong, and leading and guiding in the right direction. We ask that you keep all of us focused on the prize this time of the year. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the Pleasure Island Revised Breakwater Project. Item B is to consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for the rebid of the LaBelle Road Project for the installation of wire fences on property recently acquired by condemnation by the county for road purposes. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, and receive and file a renewal for a term contract for crushed slag and AMP asphalt products for Jefferson County with Martin Asphalt Company from April 29, 2013 to April 28, 2014. Item D is to consider and approve price changes for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County with Olmsted Kirk Paper Company as shown on Attachment A. Price increases are due to a recent increase in mill costs. Item E is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Harns Auction, Inc. on Saturday, April 6, 2013 at 9 o'clock a.m. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to Commissioner's Court agenda items. Item A is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the appointment of Susan Haver to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners effective March 25, 2013 through December 31, 2013. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the appointment of Melody Pettit to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners for the same effective date, March 25th, 2013 through December 31st, 2015, excuse me. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute the 2013 loan renewal agreement and inventory to be filed with the National Museum of the United States Air Force for the F-16 exhibit at the Veterans Memorial Park. Item D is to receive and file executed 2013 loan renewal agreement and inventory to be filed with the National Museum of the United States Air Force. Item E is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Sunoco Partners Natural Gas Liquids Facilities LLC or NGL Facilities LLC. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to introduce y'all to the two ladies who we just considered and approved to serve as a volunteer on our Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1, which covers the northwestern part of the county. I would like for you to ask you to stand. Susan Haver, please stand, and also Melody Pettit. Thank you, ladies, both for agreeing to serve in this capacity. The pay is not that great, but hopefully your service will be rewarding to you. Thank you very much. We'll have the swearing in immediately following this meeting. Also, would like to recognize LaVon Jones, who's our currently serving as our board director for that commissioner's board. Thank you for Levon for all you do for us. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies.
Any other discussion on those items? Yes, ma'am.
These are staggered terms, and she's filling an unexpired term, and then, yeah, we'll have to go through the reappointment again, so, yeah. Give her a chance to rethink this. No.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county auditor, and I'd also note on those agenda items that Mr. Wayne Turner is here from Sunoco Logistics, and we're excited about the potential for a $300+ million project to be located just in the extraterritorial jurisdiction of Nederland city limits, and for the jobs that that project can bring to the area, and we wish you the best in moving forward. Under county auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for ASAP for Constable Precinct 8 for additional cost for clothing in the amount of $1,200. Item B is receive and file the Jefferson County Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2012. Item C is to consider and approve utilizing available capital project funds for the repair of North Road out by the federal prison. Estimated county cost is $72,000, and I believe the City of Port Arthur will participate in that. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 378101 through 378352. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Yeah, Judge, I want to just say thank you to the court and to the county. As you know, and I put you and Commissioner Weaver on the spot saying that y'all got the calls, but I want to say thank you. It's not something that we could ignore any longer. So I appreciate the support of the court on item C.
Any other discussion?
Judge, could I make a comment on item B?
Yes.
I just need to give some shout-out thanks to my office during this time. It's always a crunch time to get the CAFR done and try to meet the March 31st deadline, which we did again. And also with the round of auditors, you know, we have another clean opinion, which is good. And also just special for Fran. She crunches this, puts it all together, kind of heads it up, and lots of numbers throughout this. If there's any questions, we can go through it line by line. But it is our whole, this is the picture of all the county accounts at one time. I know at budget we look at just some of the general fund and capital projects. This is everything.
Yes. And we thank you for all the work that y'all have done. I know that y'all frequently win awards for your reporting, and we're very proud of that, and proud for the transparency of the reporting and the ability of the citizens to have this opportunity to go through that and see what county government is doing and how they're spending their tax dollars. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under district, I'm going to move down to engineering. Item A is considering possibly approve the assignment of bill of sale and conveyance for Hillcore Energy 1 LP, a Texas limited partnership purchased from Noble Energy Inc., successor to Samadon Oil Corporation, an existing lease at Jack Brooks Regional Airport in Jefferson County, Texas. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This is really just a ministerial matter because normally the contracts have provisions for assignment, which consent is not to be unreasonably withheld. We just wanted to make sure. It's taken a couple of weeks because we wanted to make sure that they had all their necessary financial guarantees in line so that in the event they did any damage to any of our property that they'd take care of it. Under Historical Commission, item A is to consider and possibly approve pursuant to Health and Safety Code Section 713.028, the use of public funds, county employees and equipment, and county inmate labor to clean up and maintain the Lincoln Cemetery, also known as Broussard Cemetery, a historic cemetery located on LaBelle Road in Roden Bridge Precinct Number Four. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, we'll move up to District Attorney. Item A is to request approval for Judge Manus, Tom Manus, to Criminal District Attorney to attend the National District Attorneys Association Annual Summer Conference held in Colorado, July 13th through 16th of 2013. This was a budgeted item. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Explain to them the budgeted item mean we went through the protocol. Right.
Well, the county requires, anytime that there is out-of-state travel, the county requires four questions to be answered for the commissioner's court, and that is whether or not there's similar type of training that's available within the state of Texas at a lesser cost, or whether or not the benefit of attending the event is going to outweigh the cost associated with leaving the state. And so this is an item where those issues were addressed during the budget process. Okay. I'm going to announce under items B and C, an executive closed session is authorized by the Government Code Section 551.071 to consult with the county attorney on items on issues related to jail fees, and also a closed session under that same section of the Government Code 551.071 to receive advice from the county's attorney on pending litigation, Davis versus Jefferson County and Bowden versus Jefferson County et al. I will at this point ask everyone to leave the courtroom with the exception of the two new appointees to the Emergency Services District. We need to get you sworn in. So thank you all so much for attending. Do any of the commissioners have anything you'd wish to bring to the attention of the public? Ms. Clerk? That's a good thing you gave her a job. She's probably got a bunch of loans she needs to start paying back for education. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.